Now, I need to paint a picture for you. This is patriotic music associated with some propaganda, frankly, from Pyongyang. It's a YouTube video. It's one of dozens created by the North Korean government as it puts a toe into the world of social media. Yes, you heard me right. The so-called Hermit Kingdom has announced it has started both a Twitter account and a YouTube channel. There's a link to both, by the way, on our page this morning, and I'm going to have our guest pronounce the state agency that is responsible for this. Joining us to discuss all of this, Brian Myers, North Korea analyst in South Korea. He is the author of The Cleanest Race, How North Koreans See Themselves and Why It Matters. Brian, good to have you with us on the program.
Great to talk to you.
I was reading the tweets this morning. I'll let you pronounce the state-run agency that is behind all this. The tweets are all in Korean.
Yeah.
The YouTube programming is all in Korean. I gather, and since North Koreans don't have access to the Internet, I'm going to gather this is aimed at South Korea, correct?
That's right. That's right. And the people who are doing this are Uri Minjokgiri. It's actually
easy for you to say.
Who've been running a North Korean website.
Right. Tell us why they would be wanting to do this. What is the goal, do you suppose?
Well, the most important reason, I think, is that the South Korean government blocks North Korean websites and very strictly restricts North Korean materials. So if you want to read a North Korean newspaper or a North Korean magazine, you have to go to a special research center in Seoul where people take a pretty close look at you. So this is really a way for the North Korean government to circumvent those South Korean barriers and appeal directly to young South Korean people in their effort to shape public opinion in the South.
Well, give us a little flavor.
Another reason, I think, is that South Koreans really read only about 3 hours a week, which is about half the American average. So in many ways, South Korea is much further down the road to being a post-literate society, and which means that rumors and conspiracy theories and things spread very quickly here. And I think the North Korean government is aware of that, and they realize that things like YouTube and Twitter can play a very important role in shaping public opinion.
Post-literate. Wow, that's another subject to get into at some point. Give us an idea of some of the tweets that are coming out and some of the content here.
The tweets that I've seen have been referring to, say, the North-South Summit, which was held in the year 2000, and then the second North-South Summit, which was held in 2007. In other words, the North Koreans are reminding the South Korean people that certain agreements were reached between the North and South Korean governments, and they are basically reminding the South Korean people that the current South Korean administration is not holding up its side of the bargain.
Brian Myers is a professor of international studies at Dongseo University in South Korea. Thank you for your time this morning.